week, Linda.
So many people have been in fender benders. We hear people saying there's cars in the ditches, buses turned sideways. Just before the break, we were talking to Paul Hergott. He's a personal injury lawyer at Hergott Law. Back on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hi there.
So let's just sort of reconvene this conversation. If someone wasn't listening the last 5 minutes or so, you think that part of the problem is that we drivers feel like we're in a bubble. We're safe, we're protected, and it sort of makes us drive less safely?
Yes, I think that's certainly the case, is that we're led to believe that we're safe in our vehicles with all the advertising of safety features of vehicles and whatnot. And even we think that we're safe drivers if we have winter tires on, which certainly isn't the case. It's a protection. But even with winter tires, it's important to be driving according to the conditions.
Well, no kidding. And even the seatbelts, right? We all mostly wear seatbelts. I certainly do. And yet seatbelts don't prevent crashes. You threw out a wild idea. What would happen if they actually banned seatbelt use? Would we actually be safer?
Right. What an interesting thing. And thanks for bringing that up. I wonder if I don't know if you've got kids. I do. If I were forced to be driving without a seatbelt on myself and without seatbelts on my children in the back of my vehicle, how might that change my driving attitudes and driving behaviors?
That's a really interesting question. And while you were talking, I was thinking, you know how you drive behind people and you see those little stickers, they have the mom and the dad and the dog and three little kids, or a baby on board sticker. And I think to myself, you know, do you think that I'm going to drive more safely behind you because you have a baby on board sticker? We really are deluded, aren't we?
We certainly are. And it's if we were educated, if we had public propaganda, if you could call it that, that each of these incidents that are being referred to in the Lower Mainland as accidents or fender benders, each of them might be causing lifelong injuries, because injuries really do occur with collisions that aren't those fire and brimstone ones that have people taken away in helicopters.
Well, and let's talk about ICBC, because you think they kind of play a role here by minimizing soft tissue injuries. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a bit of a puzzle, because on the one hand, ICBC defends injury claims. So when they're defending injury claims, it's very much, and it's reasonable for them to do so in acting for the negligent drivers and defending them. It's reasonable for them to try to convince the people who are injured that really your injury is just a soft tissue injury. It's not that significant. So on the one hand, they're trying to defend these claims. But the other hand, as road safety advocates, and they do wonderful things for road safety, they should be inundating us with examples of people who have been in these fender benders who have lifelong injuries. And so I see a bit of a conflict of interest there.
Are you one of those people who doesn't believe in the word accident in most cases? Because a lot of these things are preventable. That would really mean they're crashes, not accidents.
Right. I'm one of those people, but I'm certainly not unique in that. And I learned that as part of my road safety campaign of one crash is too many. And I learned that really from the local RCMP. And I think RCMP generally will never refer to a collision or a crash as an accident. And when I was at the National Day of Remembrance for Road Crash Victims just recently last month, the ambulance services are follow suit, as do the fire services. For years, they've not been using the word accident, because they know, they attend at these crashes, and they know that they're entirely preventable.
All right, Paul, if people want to read your blogs, because they're really interesting, how can they find them?
Well, the road safety-related ones, which are the ones that I'm most interested in advocating for, can mostly be found on onecrashistoomany.com.
Is that a one as in spelling it out, or the number?
Right, it's spelling it out. And a full archive of my columns, I've been writing for 10 years weekly, is hergottlaw.ca.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I hear the weather is not... You're in Kelowna, right?
In Kelowna, that's right.
No issues there with snow, I assume.
Well, it's going to come. And really, I was up at Big White, which is the local ski resort. And coming back with my wife yesterday, I was within a second of a 360 rotating vehicle oncoming that came very close to having a very horrible end to my weekend.
Oh, my God.
Because Paul is such a good driver, he completely avoided it.
I'm very happy to hear that that was not a catastrophe. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul.
Thank you for having me.